Isn't they he is deliberate? We are not safe, Clarence. We are not safe.
Heaven, I think there is no man secure but the Queen's kindred and night-walking heralds that trudge betwixt the King and Mistress Shaw. Heard you not what a humble suppliant Lord Hastings was for his delivery?
Humbly complaining to her deity, God my Lord Chamberlain, his liberty. I'll tell you what. I think it is our way, if we will keep in favour with the King, to be her men and wear her livery. The jealous, awe-worn widow and herself, since that our brother dubbed them gentlewomen, are mighty gossips in our monarchy.
I beseech your graces both to pardon me. His Majesty hath straitly given in charge that no man shall have private conference of what degree soever with your brother.
Even so, and please your worship, Brackenbury, you may partake of anything we say. We speak no treason, man. We say the King is wise and virtuous, and his noble queen well struck in years, fair and not jealous. We say that Shaw's wife hath a pretty foot, a cherry lip, a bonny eye, a passing pleasing tongue. And that the Queen's kin are made gentlefolks. How say you, sir? Can you deny all this?
With this, my lord, myself have naught to do.
Naught to do with Mistress Shaw? I tell thee, fellow, he that doth naught with her excepting one were best to do it secretly alone.
What one, my lord?
Her husband, knave. Wouldst thou betray me?
I do beseech your grace to pardon me. Forbear your conference with the noble duke.
We know thy charge, Brackenbury, and will obey.
We are the Queen's abjects and must obey.